I'd like to introduce to you Sean Davey and Aisha Kenton. The other way around, it's Kenton Davey in terms of the names. Hi, Aisha. Hi, Sean.
G'day, Neil.
Hi, Neil.
So it's been a busy time for you, even with the situation being the way it is. Aisha, do you want to tell us what you've been up to recently?
Yes, so one of the biggest things that has happened lately for us is joining Oculi, which is an Australian photo documentary collective, which has been going on for about 20 years now. And we have, together as a partnership, joined Oculi as Kenton Davey, which is quite fantastic, really.
So there's a whole bunch of other photographers part of Oculi. That's really what it is, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, Oculi was founded 20 years ago by a group of photographers in Sydney who a lot of them are working for daily newspapers and editorial in the editorial sphere, and they were always doing their own personal work outside of their jobs, and they formed this collective to give themselves a space in which to publish work that they thought was really important, to the work that they were doing for themselves. And yeah, it's always been immensely popular and sort of one of the icons of the Australian photography scene. I remember when I started photography, just around the time it was getting going, I was really looking up to a lot of these photographers as inspiration, sources of inspiration in the dedication they had to their work, which still rings true today. So to be welcomed aboard is a really great thing.
Yes, I was going to say, not everybody can just join Oculi. You have to be asked to join it.
Well, they put out an open call for submissions, mm-hmm. and we basically decided that we are a partnership in photography already and in life. So it was the only really sort of viable thing we thought we would do to submit an application is to become part of that, is to do it together, because that's, like in photography, it's what feels right. That's what we do. So here we are.
I think another thing with Oculi is that their new inclusion includes a lot more female photographers.
Okay, so there's been a tranche of new photographers joining.
Yep, and a part of that is, I think, about 10 of the photographers are female, including myself, and I'm from all different backgrounds, all different careers of photography as well, that be documentary and art photography. So it feels quite amazing, and I'm quite honoured to be a part of that and to go into something quite new.
Okay, so coming from the other side with Oculi, if people are looking for photographers of merit, I guess the thing is you actually go to the organisation itself and probably through the website, I imagine.
Yeah, Oculi is, as part of the 20th year anniversary of the formation of Oculi, the group has increased its numbers pretty much by double. There's 19 members now, 20 photographers, with us being two photographers and one as one member partnership. But the idea is that the group is kind of recalibrating, and I think it's working out its position in the landscape, in the media landscape, in the cultural landscape, which is very different to where it was 20 years ago. Yeah. There's a lot more collectives out there now. Instagram is kind of where most people consume photography.
Of course.
But I think the website, that's a project I think that is really important to undertake, which is happening at the moment for a refresh. I think Aisha's actually involved in that. A website that allows you to get a longer-term sort of feel for work. You can publish more work in its entirety. You have a lot more access to information surrounding the work. So, yeah, look out in the next few months. The Oculi website will be live with all new members, new works. And what I particularly love about it is we all have such different approaches to mm-hmm. photography. And the collective itself had a very strong focus on documentary, specifically editorial-style documentary photography when it started. And it's had some huge names in its ranks, most notably Australia's Trent Park, who is now in the Magnum Agency. He mm-hmm. and his wife, Narelle, were some of the founding members as well. And the idea now that Oculi has sort of widened its breadth, there's some incredible practitioners and photographers who are more in the art camp rather yep. than the documentary camp. And so I think that diversity is really strong and important for the group.
That's great. We're talking with Sean Davey and Aisha Kenton, and we'll be back in a moment to talk a bit more about what they've been up to in recent times.
Contar los días cuando tú no estás aquí.
That's Adios de Brujo and Rumba de Adios from their album Ayakana from 2010. We're talking with Sean Davey and Aisha Kenton. We spoke about Oculi before, but these guys have been doing a fair bit more than that. And there's been some awards as a result of some of that work as well. Sean, the World Press Photography Award, have I got that right? Naming for it?
World Press Photo, yeah, pretty close.
Yeah. So tell us how that all came about.
Well, that was a recently awarded, I think in April, I received second place in a category called Contemporary Issues. One of, I think, about 9 categories they run out of the World Press Photo, which is based in Amsterdam in the Netherlands. It's an annual competition for newspaper, photojournalism, magazine, photography. Mm-hmm. And one of the photographs that I made at the Bega Evacuation Centre on the 31st of December during the fires on the south coast of some children playing at the Bega Showgrounds was one of the pictures that I entered in the competition, and it was made for Agence France Press on New Year's Eve, and it somehow got through the judging rounds, and I got an email saying, congratulations, you've been awarded second place. So, you know, it's a huge professional honour to be recognised in the World Press Photo Awards. A number of the Oculi members have World Press Photo Awards to their name, so it's nice to join their ranks. But in another sense, it's also it's nice to be awarded something like this prestigious award a little bit down the line in my career, where the value of what you've made in relation to the fires and the people that you were working with in that period is still, for me, the most important thing. It's wonderful to be recognised. As I say, there's some of the photographs in that competition, like, I mean, every year in and out there, they're just incredible bodies of work that get recognised, individual pictures and stories. Matt Abbott, a fellow Oculi member, also won in the Contemporary Issues section for his series on bushfires as well. So in pretty good company there. But at the end of the day, it's not necessarily chasing the fires that interests me as a photographer. In that sense, I'm much more interested in working with the people that are affected by it. And Aisha and I have been up and down the south coast. We're quite fortunate in that regard. If it's a bittersweet irony to use the word fortunate, but to be close enough, only 3 hours away, living in Canberra, to be able to sort of go down regularly, and having worked through January and February down there and in that acute situation, to be able to sort of form those relationships and to be able to continue working down there as the rebuilding and everything is going on. There's a lot of people now coming, now we're in winter, who are still living in caravans without heating, without power, homes that haven't been cleared.
Yeah, so it's important to keep telling their story, and what you've been doing really makes a big difference there.
Yeah, I find that, you know, a lot of journalism is have an event and you'll go and cover that event, and then we've had drought for so long, and then we've had the bushfires, and then we have coronavirus, and we've had this huge surge of Black Lives Matter protest, and, you know, there's going to be something else next month, and there's going to be something else, and you just hope that there are people working in those spheres that don't continually chase every single new thing that happens, but if you're involved in one, you kind of stick it out, and you form those relationships, and you do feel that those relationships go beyond subject and journalist or subject and photographer, and you actually do form very, very close, meaningful personal relationships, and therefore you do feel a sense of responsibility, not only as a journalist to keep in the story, but you keep in touch with people who you've made friends with and seen how they're going.
So there's some emotional content that comes through with some of the work as well, I imagine, as a result.
Absolutely. Mm. I think you can't leave yourself at the door when you're a photographer working in these sort of environments. You have to give everything of yourself to the people that you're photographing, because you're asking so much of them to give you so much for your story, for your photographs. And, yeah, I think when that finds a balance that both people understand, accept, and engage and embrace with, I think you make something really special that has a lot of longevity. And, yeah, I think Aisha's come down. Aisha spent Canberra, her time in during the bushfires in Canberra, which was surrounded by smoke. Mm-hmm. So I thought it was really important to bring Aisha down to the south coast to meet the people that I've met, to show the experiences that I'd had and the people that I'd met, to give her an understanding of what was happening.
Exactly, yeah. Well, thanks for talking with us today, Siobhan and Aisha. It's been great to catch up and find out where you're at, and obviously things are going to keep moving as well. So look forward to catching up later on in the year and see how things are travelling for you then.
Good on you, Neil. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Neil.
My pleasure.